Yesterday, we got a chance to sit down with Cody Freeman, who's rehabbing with the Rangers, for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview. Let's get you part two of that conversation. We want to talk about last year, obviously, because it was an incredible year for you, getting to start your year in AAA, finish in the big leagues. Take it back to when you first got up there. What were some of the emotions like now that you're looking back on it and making that debut?
Oh, it was a blessing. It was just got to the field. I mean, everyone that knows me knows my story of how I got called up and stuff. I literally landed and played that game, but my first start was Sunday Night Baseball. You know, growing up, you watch Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN. Got that start for my first time, and then I'm facing one of the two best pitchers in baseball, Tarik Skubal, and it's like, okay, so like, we're starting at the top, the highest of the high. Like, this, it can only go uphill from there. And it honestly, I wouldn't rather have it any other way. And just, it's a confidence boost and it helped me out the rest of the way for sure.
Something that we always talk about with you is the energy. And we've talked about that as well with the big league side. But when you first got into the clubhouse, how did you maintain that energy and maintain kind of being yourself?
For sure. Honestly, the guys there made me feel better about being who I am. You know, it's like, if I was quiet for a second, it's like, oh, why are you quiet? Like, be yourself. You know, just joking around, stuff like that. And like, that was kind of like a sign, but like a joke. But like, it's like, okay, like, you know, I can be myself. You know, you don't want to just step over toes, or, you know, cross any lines or anything like that right away as a rookie. That, everyone knows that kind of thing. So it's like, you know, I kind of settled in, kind of like in AAA. You know, Blaine Krim was our leader. Shout out Blaine. He's back with us. Let's go. Talked to him this morning. But he was the leader in the AAA clubhouse when I got there. And it was like, they're like, he's not being himself the first week. But, it takes some time to get it going. But, yeah, it's just who I am as a person and player, and I don't think that'll ever change.
I think your first time up in the big leagues, you kind of learn the ropes and what works for you. What's the biggest thing that you're going to take from last year now when you get back up there?
Honestly, just how the pitchers pitched you, you know? It's like they're the best of the best. They're going to throw their elite stuff. And for me, I wasn't as aggressive as I am at the plate. In the minor leagues to the big leagues, I was very, like, you know, let's see some pitches, like that kind of thing. I lost my aggression at the plate for sure. So, you know, just being myself and hunting the first pitch I see, because, you know, I didn't want to, baseball-wise, I didn't want to get anyone frustrated, like, you know, swinging early, being the rookie, that type of thing. But I just, you know, talking with JV and stuff, can't wait to be back with him. And he's like, talked about that in the offseason. And, you know, we're going to just, he said, be yourself. You know, that was the biggest takeaway offensively was, you know, don't lose stride and don't be someone else you're not. That, like, you know, what got you here? And, but yeah, that would be the biggest thing for sure.
In this last couple of days of the rehab assignment, as we're joined by Cody Freeman here, what do you want to accomplish outside of staying healthy?
Honestly, like, I can go 0 for 50, but if I'm barreling balls up, I'm happy. You know, I'm just, right now I'm getting my timing back and just trying to find barrels and make contact, have fun with these guys. And, you know, if they have questions about anything, just talk to these guys. And, you know, guys have been coming up to me and asking questions about everything, and, you know, just shooting them straight and you know, kind of like how I was when a big leaguer rehabbed with us. It was like, you know, asking questions, getting each other better. We're just one big organization trying to help each other better. And but yeah, that'd be my biggest takeaway, is just having quality at bats and barreling balls up.
All right, he's Cody Freeman. Cody, thanks so much for joining us, and hoping you get back up there soon.
Thanks for having me. Good to be back.
We'll be right back.